Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in a few minutes. Governor Robert Bentley has created a task force to look at the potential use of drones in agriculture, conservation, and law enforcement. Bentley says the new Alabama Drone Task Force will review the Federal Aviation Administration requirements for the use of drones in Alabama and establish the necessary guidelines. State Agriculture Commissioner John McMillan is chairman of the task force. McMillan says it's time for Alabama to be proactive with ideas that enable the rapidly developing drone technology to be a positive innovation for the long term. The task force is supposed to develop a drone management plan before mid-January. Alabama's Department of Education is kicking off the Future of Education Tour this week. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
The Future of Education Tour will have 12 stops, including locations in each of the state school board's 8 districts. State Superintendent Tommy Bice is hosting the tour, which will highlight important topics for students and families in Alabama, including Plan 2020, the Alabama College and Career Ready Standards, and the importance of parental and community involvement. At each stop, Superintendent Bice will be joined by local business and industry officials, representatives of the area's community colleges, and other education stakeholders. The tour kicks off tomorrow evening at 6 at Lee High School in Huntsville, with another stop on Thursday at Demopolis High School. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Another state legislative committee is going on the road. The Permanent Joint Legislative Committee on Water Policy and Management is meeting in Spanish Fort at 11:30 this morning. Arthur Orr of Decatur says the committee will hear from the chairman of the Alabama Water Agency's working group, Bennett Bearden, about Alabama's water policy. Mitch Reed of the Alabama Rivers Alliance and Nick Tu of the Alabama Geological Survey will discuss irrigation and ground and surface water assessment. The meeting is at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center. Alabama is falling behind in the fight against cancer. That's according to a new report from the American Cancer Society. The ACS report set 12 policy benchmarks for cancer-fighting measures. Alabama meets only one of them. That's caring for people who are in pain. The state is especially falling short on curbing tobacco use. There's no statewide ban on tobacco in workplaces like there is in some other states. Jenny Campbell is with the ACS Cancer Action Network in Montgomery. She says Alabama has one of the lowest cigarette tax rates in the nation. She says she hopes lawmakers consider raising it.
It does encourage people to stop smoking. It really encourages young people to not start smoking. We know that when folks start smoking at a young age, it's harder for them to quit.
The group says nearly 27,000 people will be diagnosed with cancer in Alabama this year. Campbell says about 10,500 of them will die. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Peter Crank.
A few lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning into the early afternoon. Temperatures today will be cooler in the low 90s across much of the state. We'll see drier air working into the areas. We go overnight, Monday night into Tuesday. Lows around the 70-degree mark tonight under mostly clear skies. For our Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 90s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.